Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man, and I'm right here smoking a fat one with my girl Dana Cortez on the best morning show there is.
All right, so we got a new boss. We had to meet with him yesterday and talk about stressing out. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, and it's not so much the new position or whatever, right? For me, it's the lack of control. I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know how he thinks. I don't even know anything about this person. And so I like to control things. I was out of this situation was completely out of my control. I'm not leading the meeting. I don't know what's going on. And so it stresses me out. Therefore, I stress my husband, DJ Automatic, out. I'm sorry, Automatic.
Well, I'm kind of used to it at this point.
I stress our producer out, Jesse Watt, and our producer, Chewy. And I think Anthony's just started to ignore
me. He's numb to it.
I don't know if he's numb to it. I think he just... He's calm.
Nothing personal with you. I've learned to condition myself to be comfortable with the unknown, and it's a tricky thing. I think everybody goes through moments of wanting to possess the outcome of whatever it is. That's tough, dude. That's tough. Do you feel like it's an issue for you though?
No,
like,
it's an issue for the person not allowing me to be in control. It's not my issue.
The one thing that I've learned is you can't stress over what you can't control.
Well, that must be nice, but that's not me.
And that's when you got to let go of some of the control.
I think that control for me is like, it's kind of
a power. It's a drug.
It is not. It's a survival mechanism.
You're probably right about that. Yeah.
You know, I had a chaotic childhood. That's a nice way of putting it. I was a young mom, so I had to always be in control of the situation to make things work. Anyway, it ended up being a lovely meeting. That's the craziest part. It ended up being really good, and it was wonderful. And the person, the new boss, is a great guy and all of that stuff. But in the end,
I'm still out on him. I don't know.
You're like,
I'm just being honest. I haven't got a read for him yet. So
you don't. Well, that might be a good thing then. That I think he's cool, and Automatic's the one doing the deep reading, because then I could be more stressed out if I was that person right there.
I'm sure. You know, I mean, some people you can get a read for right away. He's one of those people that I did not get a read for.
You know what's interesting about that, Automatic? You usually do have a good reading for people right away.
Yeah. No,
you know? Because you met Anthony, and you were like, oh, this is a good dude. You met me, and you knew, well, I don't know if you knew we were going to get married, but you knew I was a good person. We became best friends pretty quickly.
It was like, and back to you, like, you're over, I wouldn't say worry. It's not a worry, right? It's just like
no, I think, issue. You know what, being at work, too, right, and things change at work, that's like a big issue.
I used to really have an issue with, like, having arguments, like, in my head with everybody, and then, like, controlling their answers.
Yeah.
And then I would go over what would be said.
Yeah.
And then that would not happen in reality.
Stress your own self out.
Yeah, dude. I'd be like, okay, well, they're going to say this, and I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say it. And then none of that would happen. I would argue with myself more, and then, like, it wasn't good. That's what I did a lot, too. So
that's kind of exactly what happened at the meeting yesterday. In my head, it was going to be crazy, and in the end, I was like, okay, that was nothing. Okay, Anthony, give me National Day.
All right, we're going to go all the way back to 1970, when microbiologist by the name of Michael Jacobson coined the phrase junk food. Ooh. It is National Junk Food Day, everybody.
Bad for your heart,
great
good
day
for the soul. Your favorite junk food, DJ Automatic?
Ice cream.
Oh, it's so nice. Good.
I'm going to go with America's number one favorite junk food, pizza.
Really? Yep.
Is that junk food for real?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's not
I thought it was a meal. I always thought it was at least decent. You can get it with vegetables on it.
That's why you're one of my best friends.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I get mine with ham and pineapple on it.
Right?
Yeah, and you eat the whole thing. I don't think that's healthy, DJ Automatic.
What about yourself, Dana?
French fries.
Oh, nice.
You guys know, anytime we're traveling, what do I say?
French fries are great.
Stop at McDonald's so I can get some French fries.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can I be happy that cheaters got caught?
Yes.
So last week, it's a story everybody was talking about. It's continued. I thought we've got to touch on this. And I'm happy that the CEO of the company astronomer, Andy Byron, who's worth $1.3 billion. Oh, correction, $650 million after the divorce. Anyway, he's at a Coldplay concert hugging up on the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot.
Ooh.
These two are married to other people. They are having...
Can't get in trouble if you're hooking up with the HR lady.
Evidently you can if you're at the Coldplay concert, because Chris Martin calls them out live on stage. Take a listen.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Look at this one.
What a hater. What a hater, Chris Martin.
How is he being a hater?
He's hating.
Yeah, obviously, I spent money to be your sweet Chris Martin, and you're going to call me out from clearly what
they
you
do
know.
That at all the concerts.
And it was funny. It was silly.
The minute you walk in that venue, you can be on screen.
No way did he really think that they were cheaters, and they were. CEO Andy Byron released this statement. I want to acknowledge the moment that's been circulating online and the disappointment it's caused. What was supposed to be a night of music and joy and cheating, he should have added. That was me interjecting that. Turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, as you should, my family, and the team at Astronomer. You deserve better from me as a partner, as a father, as a leader. And then, okay, look, I'm just going to get to the end here when he gets on to Coldplay. He says, I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. Because you're a cheater.
That part.
You were at a concert at private, sir? No. And he said, I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. You turned your life into a spectacle, sir. Not Chris Martin.
How did
nobody
they know
else.
He was cheating?
Nobody knew.
Yeah, nobody knew.
If you hadn't ducked, you might have gotten away with it.
It was their reaction that
made
it go viral.
I am highly disappointed in the woman. I'm highly disappointed in the man. This woman is the head of HR. How many people has she had to fire for doing the exact thing she's doing right now?
That would be one fun team meeting to be on. I would not miss that Zoom meeting at all.
Everybody ready? You'd have all 1,000 employees on the Zoom meeting.
I'm a little disappointed in my boy Andy, because if I was him, I'd have led with like my apology letter, like quoting Coldplay.
He quoted Coldplay at the bottom.
At the
not
end.
The one that he needed. He should have started with, I used to rule the world. And then he just went from there. That would have been the way to go.
Yeah, he really
now
is.
Now I just feel yellow.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding that he's worth $1.3 billion. I don't believe his wife's going to stay.
Dude.
Because of the public shame, she's going to get her $650
million. She's living a pretty good life.
She already dropped her the last name on her Facebook.
Oh, for real?
She's done.
She's coming for him, dude.
Anthony, do you blame her?
No, not at all. You have to. Go get it, queen. She's about to be paid up. Those kids about to have like 4 or 5 Christmases throughout the year. It's going to be good, dude.
What about Kristen Cavett?
It is what it is.
How ashamed is her husband and her family? How ashamed is she? And how is she ever going to get a job in HR again? Okay, so I asked for calls. What was the craziest way you ever caught your husband or your partner cheating, whatever? Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show.
Yes, Dana, girl. So I was married for a little over 10 years to who I thought was the perfect husband. I mean, great provider, great father, communicated well, just we got along very, very well. The only time we weren't together was when he was at work or at the gym.
You guys had a good relationship. Yes, okay.
Yeah. I mean, from the outside looking in, you'd never know. And one day I decide to just surprise him at work. I go to his office, walk in and catch him literally in the act with his assistant.
No.
Yeah, they were not
dipping his
working
pen in company
on
ink.
Spreadsheet.
Oh,
it tore my life apart.
Oh my
gosh. It was terrible.
Now, let me ask you something. Did you stay with him or what happened?
Absolutely not. I immediately called an attorney. I divorced him. I got the kids. I got the house. And I got him fired.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about.
Boom.
Woo. Of course. You're laughing now, but I'm sure at the time it was very difficult. That's the one thing right now. We're all laughing and we're joking and this is a big deal. But Andy Byron's wife and Kristen Cabot's husband, they're not laughing today.
Fool, you're not going to make me sad over this.
No, you're not going to.
This is the craziest white on white cheating scandal since Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. How are you going to get caught cheating at a Coldplay concert? Come on, bro.
Oh my gosh. I hope they get everything they deserve.
Oh, man.
Because karma's coming for you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Diddy's sentencing is coming up. Now, the trial happened. It was very salacious. Cassie, so brave, got on that stand, 8.5 months pregnant, literally gave birth a couple of weeks as they after she wrapped everything up. Now we're finally here. October 3rd, he'll be sentenced. The judge says he's got to stay in jail until then. He will not get out. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about that. Now, he's preparing, though, because he was only found guilty of the 3 out of 5 charges and the 3 of the lesser, right, charges.
Yeah, he's
no aggravated.
Facing up to 10 years.
Up to 10 years in prison. Now, he's entered a rehab and domestic violence program. That's why I say I think he's getting ready for sentencing, because he wants to come and tell the judge that day that he is rehabilitated and he's changed his life and blah, blah, blah.
That's smart. I mean, if I was facing 10 years, I would do everything I could do to get some time knocked off as well.
Well, maybe he should have entered those things 10 years ago, 5, 15 years ago. I don't know. I hope that he's a changed man. I just don't see how in the world he could change so quickly when the video of him abusing Cassie to the extent that, I mean, I couldn't even watch it for more than a few seconds. I could not watch it. He basically played victim. He's the victim and he was this and that. And he didn't really apologize to her ever for that. Nor has he apologized to any of the other people that he's harmed.
Well,
so I'm just not buying this.
Well, if he apologizes at this point, then he's admitting guilt. Mm. So, you know, going through the trial, that's probably not the best idea. But once he's convicted, I mean, once he's sentenced, he probably will apologize. I would hope he'd apologize.
Yeah, I think there's going to be like an apology tour on the way or something like that.
I already think that P. Diddy, after he gets out of jail, is going to become one of the biggest stars in the world again.
Mm-hmm. How can you say that automatically?
Because they love to build you up, to break you down, to build you right back up again.
Yeah, but he's broken everybody else down around him. It's not fair. And I'm not saying that I don't believe people don't deserve second chances. I do. But after attrition, not because you're gaming the system.
Time, but I'm telling you, when he gets out.
I mean, he's in jail right now, but is it enough? He tortured people for years. He harmed people. He threatened people. There are rumors that he had Tupac killed. Like, there are so many things, and you're going to tell
but
me that
those aren't the things he's on trial for. He was on trial for prostitution.
But he's on trial for all kinds of things. So anyway, we'll keep, you know, we'll watch this as stories develop. Like we said, this is a new development. We'll see what the judge has to say on October 3rd.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about a big TV show. You know, everybody's hyped up about Love Island and everything. Congratulations, Amaya. You know, Amaya Papaya, she's a winner, along with her man, and that's all great. But there was another show back in the day that people used to wait for week by week. It's called Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
I'm literally going to rewatch it because there's news on Game of Thrones. Do you remember Sophie Turner? Sansa Stark.
The redhead.
Yeah, thank you, DJ Automatic. Okay. And then her brother, Kit Harington, he was Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah. Jon Snow, yeah.
Jon the Bastard.
Yeah, he was one of the main characters.
Yes, and they're brother and sister, right? And this is a great show, and I got so into it, and now they're going to be in a movie that they're lovers.
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're on Love Island.
No.
So I thought this was going.
That'd be so good, Anthony.
I don't want to see either one of those because I think of them as brother and sister.
I can't not think of them as Jon Snow and Sansa Stark. And so when I saw that they're going to be lovers, I don't know. The film is called The Dreadful. It's really weird. It's really weird.
It's kind of like when I see Jim from The Office playing anything other than Jim from The Office. Yeah. I'm like, why is Jim in a movie?
And, you know, he's in some show.
It's on, exactly. Some other show.
I don't know, but I know people always say, somebody knows. 877-730-DCS1. Somebody knows the show I'm talking about. He plays like an action hero or something.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But it's still Jim from The Office. What's the name of the show? There are just certain times that actors portray themselves in certain movies. This is weird. Eminem. He was Eminem in his movie, right? Yeah. That's fine. But you get somebody like Leonardo DiCaprio. You know why he stepped away from acting after Titanic? Because he said, people just saw me as Jack, and they kept trying to give me these roles as that same character. So he went and did all these weird independent films.
Thank God.
I forgot Iron Man even had a real name.
What is his name?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I was going to say Tony
and
Stark.
Think about his comeback. He went from like drug addict rehab and then became one of the biggest stars in the world again.
But there's just certain actors that portray such powerful roles that you can't unsee them. And that Game of Thrones, that was kind of it for them. Anyway, I'm glad that they've moved on. And I'm going to watch the movie.
I'm going to miss it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you remember Chuck E. Cheese? Are you you still going to Chuck E. Cheese? Automatic has some details on how you're going to get excited about it again in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, so I was reading, and I came across an article that lists the things Gen Z loves doing. Number one, streaming and gaming. Number two, experiences.
Okay.
And I get that because that's what our daughter loves to do.
I was going to say it's two for two so far because this is things that my daughter loves.
Yes. And number three, personal care routines.
Oh.
We take care of ourselves. Like I'm Gen Z, I'm not. But that's how they think. They think about taking care of themselves.
Taking care of their health, yes.
Yes.
She's way more conscious of anything like that than I ever was.
Especially at that age.
I was jumping off of buildings and she's like worried about her skincare.
I know. No, you were jumping off buildings. I was doing the same kind of weird crazy stuff and she's having charcuterie parties with her friends.
Mm. You know, when you said that, I thought about like how mental health days kind of changed. I think the world for the better. And I think what
and that really is a Gen Z thing.
Yeah, it is.
Will Gen Z be the savior? Are they going to save us?
No. They look at all their parents and how crazy we are, and they're like, you know what? We got to do something different.
They're going to save us if they can't put down the vapes.
There you go, Anthony. So,
that is true. And I saw that whole FDA thing. They just let them go again. I'm
yes,
like, wow.
Please stop vaping.
You ever seen a Gen Zer lose their vape? Oh, my God, bro.
Then they're
the same
jumping
thing
fences.
As when people used to lose an eight ball.
Yeah. Automatic, you had to go there, didn't you? Anyway, food news.
Chuck E. Cheese is revamping everything. So it's no longer going to be called Chuck E. Cheese. They're going to call it Chuck's Arcade, and it's going to become an adult-sized fun park.
Oh,
I'm ready for
it. So that's why they got rid of the band. That's why they took them all down. They're not going to have them up there anymore. They are going to still be involved in Chuck's Arcade, but they're not going to have the band there
I don't know how I feel about this. I love Chuck E. Cheese. I love the nostalgia. Nostalgia's back. We'll see how long this
lasts.
They're
going to keep the nostalgia going with the games. They did get rid of the ball pit, though.
I understand, but think about Max.
What's that?
Exactly. What the hell is that? You know what? It's HBO. And nobody called it Max, and they went back to HBO. I like the concept. I'll bet you right now it'll end up going back to Chuck E. Cheese with a new look.
All right.
Place that bet with me. All right, what you got for National Day, Anthony A?
Let's go ahead and start with National Be Someone Day. This is encouraging you to step out your comfort zone and be kind to others.
I like that. Yes. I'm kind to everybody all day except DJ Automatic.
We also have National Tug of War Day. This goes back to 2500 BC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Before Christ?
Yes, dude. People have been tug-of-warring for a minute. It actually used to be used to settle wars instead of actual war. And up until 1920, it was an Olympic sport.
Can we do...
Remember when we did Media Olympics?
I do. But I was thinking, can we settle wars with tug-of-war instead? I mean that.
Let's just get Israel and Iran over there on the tug-of-war.
Please, God. That'd be the best. So we could just end this stuff. Seriously.
And in 1970, a good microbiologist by the name of Michael Jacobson coined the phrase junk food. It is National Junk Food Day.
Favorite junk food, DJ Automatic?
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I knew that already. All right, Anthony A.
Pizza. Yes.
I just don't think of pizza as a junk food. There's so many healthy options that you can put on your pizza.
That explains a lot, brother.
Mine are French fries. Every time we travel, what do I say?
Stop at McDonald's.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The CEO of Astronomer is worth $1.3 billion. He's a married man. His name is Andy Byron. And he got caught at a Coldplay concert cheating on his wife with the head of his HR department, who, by the way, her name is Kristen Cabot. She's also married. Mm. There is a moment that the camera is panning through the concert. Like, look, everybody's having a good time. And the camera pans in on this couple and they duck. They start hiding. Well, Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, immediately reacts.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Oh, my gosh. I laugh every time. Oh, look at these two. And the former guest was right. They're cheating on their significant others. I would be mortified as a wife. I would be angry. I would be hurt. I would feel so many different emotions. And the first thing I'd be doing is calling a divorce attorney because I'm never forgiving you for that.
Yeah,
ever.
This does suck for her because it's going to play out in front of the entire world. I saw that the clip had like 50 million views.
It
overnight.
Already played out in front of the entire world. There are so many jokes about this. She's not a joke. She's a real person. The husband of the HR woman who's cheating on her man, you know, he's a real person. And I know it's funny. It is. But it's not funny for them. They're all having to deal with this today. Everybody's going to have to go home and talk to their kids. And
oh,
then,
they already went home.
To the kids. It came to the kids' timeline.
The kids knew before the wife and the husband.
The part is killing me, too, is that they cheated on each other with people that look just like their wives and husbands.
I know.
Like the people they cheated on was like exact duplicates of the people they were with. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
You're not even stepping outside their comfort zone.
Yes. Yeah.
So Andy Byron released this statement. I want to acknowledge the moment that's been circulating online and the disappointment it's caused. What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake. Yeah, you cheater. Playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife. You shouldn't have done what you did. Okay, and then he goes on, my family and the team at Astronomer, you deserve better from me as a partner, as a father, as a leader. No, look, I'm just going to go to the end because I thought this was so stupid. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. How about you think more deeply about cheating on your wife, stupid?
I mean, nobody knew that that wasn't his actual girl.
Not only that,
I watched the longer clip of it, and they were going around the entire crowd like they had just focused on some people that were dressed as bananas.
Yeah, and Chris Martin was just freestyling, like kind of talking about the crowd, and Chris Martin didn't throw that up.
Well, he threw him under the bus. Chris Martin, man to man, bro. Come on, bro.
No, he didn't. He's just freestyling.
He's having an affair.
He was just trying to be funny. Like, you wouldn't have said that if you were on stage.
Hell no, I'd have kept it pushing. I know. If you're going to call me out on that, actually, this is a very sensitive topic for me. Because every hack comedian will be like, oh, are you in a relationship or is this just your...
You don't do that, Anthony?
Hell no. Because people are sitting in the dark because they want to hide from everybody
else. They are not, Anthony.
But my man...
Are you condoning the cheating?
No, I'm not. I'm not condoning... If you're worth $1.some billion, why can't you step out? But he's just dumb. I don't understand how you could be that smart, make that much money, be CEO of a company, but then trip over some kitty like that. It doesn't make any
sense. I'll tell you right now, he was worth $1.3 billion. He is now worth $650 million. Go get it, Mrs. Byron.
So that other lady that was the friend, or what's going on with that?
So there are rumors that she's friends with the wife, or maybe not friends, but friendly, and she was helping cover for all of this. If you notice, she was helping cover for the cheating?
All women got a friend who covers for the cheating.
I am so absolutely disgusted by that, because I'm telling you now, you better tell me. Somebody in that office should have told the wife and the husband what was going on. Just leak it. Do it down in the DM.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.